Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Sarah, could you explain what prompted the Queensland Dairy Organisation to start the petition calling for a milk levy?
Yes, certainly. We have, for many years, gone through the what is considered the traditional channels of petitioning government and going through advocacy, negotiating with the processors, trying to negotiate with supermarkets to actually sort of like implement a change with regards to sort of like the whole idea of discounted milk and other dairy products. And it just hasn't worked. And we as an organisation sort of, you know, really took stock this year and sort of said, enough, we actually need to do something else that actually can actually implement a change. And so hence we're calling on everyday Australians to use their purchasing power and their sort of like, you know, their belief and their support of an ongoing dairy industry to sort of like take the matter up with the supermarkets from a consumer perspective instead.
Well, you did get a lot of support. What was the reaction of farmers both in Queensland and around the country to this massive support that the petition has received?
Yeah, we're actually, you actually said 10,000. We're actually sort of like just about to teeter over into 25,000, which is really exciting for us. So I'm very distracting for me. I'm sitting on my computer actually sort of like watching it tick over, and it's very hard to do any work. But look, our farmers here, both in Queensland and all around the country, actually have been, I think it's sort of a measure of relief mixed with a little bit of scepticism as to whether or not it's actually going to come about, not only simply from the supermarkets but also from the processors, because as the petition is actually not only for the supermarkets to actually implement the 10-cent levy, but for processors to actually guarantee that money's going back to the farmers. The great news is, and I'm just waiting on tenterhooks for the actual media release to come out, there are a number of the major processors who actually have, over the phone, given us their 100% support of saying, absolutely, this money will go back to the farmers. So really, really fantastic news. But until we actually get that in writing, everyone's going to be a little bit sceptical as to whether or not it's really going to happen. But I suppose the key thing for us is that the Coles and Woolies are still hiding behind the skirts of the ACCC report that came out earlier this year, saying that, and the ACCC report said that trying to influence Coles and Woolies to actually increase the price of milk won't actually affect what goes back to the farmers. We're calling that bluff, because the actual fact is that our processors are saying, absolutely, Coles and Woolies put a 10-cent levy on it, we will give that 10 cents back to the farmers. So, this is really, really a case of power to the people making a massive difference to an industry that's the backbone of our country. You know, if we don't have a dairy industry, we don't get fresh milk. I won't go out with the doom and gloom sort of like, you know, possibilities of where our milk comes from. But it certainly won't be coming from Queensland if this keeps up.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Sarah Ferguson, Communications Manager at the Queensland Dairy Organisation, about their calls for a milk levy to support farmers through the drought. Now, Sarah, the Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, has indicated his support for the milk levy. How has the Queensland Dairy Organisation been working with politicians to help support struggling farmers?
We have, we've obviously been talking to the federal government, and we've also been talking to state governments with regards to assisting the dairy industry. Unfortunately, there's only so much that the governments can actually do to actually influence the what the supermarkets do. Hence the reason that, as I said, like, you know, we've been going through the proper channels traditionally, which is talking to government and talking and negotiating with the supermarkets to no avail. Hence the reason this campaign is so important, that we're actually sort of like calling on the everyday Australian to actually make the change. Because one of the things that we keep forgetting, I suppose, is that when you talk about a value chain or a supply chain, the end user is ultimately the person who is, you know, is the key to this. And we do, we have been forgetting about the fact that at the end of the day, the consumer is the one who is the one who purchases milk. It's the one who, you know, chooses which supermarket to buy at, and they're the one who ultimately can actually influence a major, major change for the dairy industry.
So, speaking of consumers, what can they do to help support struggling farmers? Is it just where they purchase from?
Yeah, look, it's really drought causes actually quite a bit of a disruption to standard, in any form of standard industry. The reason this is a national campaign, although it's coming obviously from Queensland's dairy organisation as they, as the select implementers of this campaign, it's a national campaign because in spite of the fact that Queensland and New South Wales are the ones in drought, the whole dairy industry is actually affected by drought, because what happens is that we're obviously desperately trying to get grain and hay from any source we possibly can, which means that Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania and Western Australia, they're all struggling because the price of grain's gone up from $350 a tonne to $480 a tonne. Then you put on the price of freight onto that, and you can imagine sort of like, you know, it's really, really damaging farmers nationwide. So hence it's a national campaign as opposed to just simply a statewide one. People, with regards to sort of like helping farmers, and we really, really do appreciate the fact that for like an awful lot of consumers have, or everyday Australians have obviously donated to a lot of the drought appeals. But what actually ends up happening when you donate to organisations like Buy a Bale is that you're actually disrupting the supply chain for farmers who actually don't want to necessarily have a handout, but just want to buy hay. And so they're actually finding it almost impossible to actually purchase food, fodder for their cows. Because it's all being bought up by the drought assistance campaign. So the best thing that really consumers can do is actually jump online, go to the Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation page, find the link to the petition and sign up, because if we get significant numbers, then Coles and Woolworths and all the supermarkets, it's not just Coles and Woolworths, it's Aldi and it's IGA as well, but they have take notice, because it's like the 15 cent plastic bag issue. When you get enough customers irate about an issue, people, you know, that they actually do actually take notice.
Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get a bit more pressure on our big supermarkets. Sarah, that's all the time we've got for. Thank you so much for joining us.
Look, thank you so much for the time.